Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Can't get booked outside
America for now. I'm out of Tokyo. Anthony Sane is the host of the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media. The tribal chief of Grizz Twitter. He's an independent journalist and he's founder of Asylum Media Group, which is going to be putting talent all out through, and already is, through the media industry. He's also the father of five-star 2032 most sport prospect Gabriel Sane. And I'm adding this one, saying a member of OVO, October's very own Drake's crew. There is no question about it. You can follow him on X at Sane Asylum. This is an emergency session that I've asked Sane to do today. He usually joins us on Fridays. Last week was Wednesday. Things got flipped around, but had to do this, especially after what dropped yesterday. Now, Sane, usually I'm going to adjust here. Usually I ask you a question in these segments, and you tell me, that's a good question, but hold on. I got something I got. So I'm going to switch. Right. And as it, because you do that every time, you are very consistent with, because you have things to say.
Yeah, to get my stuff off.
I'm going
to
open the floor to you before I ask you any questions about, you know, where you would like to go first.
In your introduction to me, thank you for the great introduction. You always give me a very,
I do my best,
very good in-depth introduction. But you left off profit in your description of me, Jason.
Did I?
I said this very chair last Wednesday. I said you're going to hear like something bad about Drake in his stuff. It happened this weekend. Like I literally said it in this very seat Wednesday.
Is this a reference to the demons?
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, it's amazing. You were
his,
saying that
his stuff is coming forward, man.
But how much of it is real?
I'm glad we talked about this. I've had this conversation with a couple people, and shout out to my guy Christian Ingram. I was on his show today, No Bluffing Podcast. Y'all can check that out.
I'm a follower of him. That brother is talented.
Yeah, he's very good. You can check out his show on Bluff City Media anytime today. On the podcast, we were talking about the whole, you know, Drake Kendrick thing.
Four songs released since we left.
Right, exactly.
For the people that are just listening,
crazy,
trying to figure out what's going on.
And let me throw that out there too. I'm over all this at this point. Like I'm totally done.
I got tired last one was out.
Yeah, I'm ready for summertime music now, man. I'm done with y'all. But here's the thing that you definitely have to look at, like the stuff that Kendrick is accusing Drake of. Now, as a Drake fan, we've heard and seen with our, you know, plain eyes, stuff about Drake that's been super weird when it comes down to dating younger girls. Like Georgia Smith, who's I think she's from England or something like that, but he talked about her on his Scorpion album in 2018. And allegedly they were dating when she was 19 years old and Drake was 30. Like, we know that. Like, I know that as a Drake fan, he was dating this girl that was that young. And he had a song, Jaded, was about her, right? So he's always done questionable stuff. Now, do I think that Drake has been with any underage girls? I don't know that, and I'm going to say no, but I do think he's attracted to underage girls. Like, I think that's a real thing. I think that's evident, bro. Like, if you look at his Instagram, you look at his Twitter, like his history, he's got a history of just doing things that are Michael Jackson-esque when it comes down to the kids.
And this is, you are in OVO.
I'm a Drake guy, but that's the thing. I don't get into.
Age of consent in Canada is 16, too, I read.
I don't know. It might be part of why he's wired the way he's wired. It might be the ketchup chips. I don't know. But like I said, in this chair Wednesday, you're going to start hearing weird stuff.
Oh, you nailed that. And you nailed, too, when we said over under on number of days for the response, and we got those responses.
I still have something about Saturday. Yeah. He dropped Friday at 11 p.m., which is midnight Eastern time. So.
But then Kendrick dropped right after him.
Yeah. That song he already had in the chamber. Like, that was already uploaded. Bro, this is what I talked about last week with you, too. These two guys are the most successful, not just rap acts, but two of the most successful music acts in the last 15 years. They have very talented teams around them.
But K-Dot had kind of slowed down in terms of putting music out. Right? Well, I mean,
This is where Drake messed up in this whole feud. Drake is aware of the music business, right?
Yes.
He's aware that the monster that Taylor Swift is, right? Drake's contract allows him a little bit more freedom than Kendrick Lamar does, right? And so Drake was rubbing that in Kendrick Lamar's face that I can drop music right now, and you've got to wait until your boss, Taylor Swift, drops and gets out of the way. And Drake, I think that's when he first started losing this thing. Because as a Drake fan, I was like, bro, now you know Kendrick going to drop as soon as he's able to drop. And he's sitting there quiet in his quiet place, in his closet, in his small apartment in Brooklyn, hooking up something for you, bro. And he dropped Euphoria, which was hella good.
Euphoria was good.
And like I said,
in the 616.
Right. I don't even remember that song. Like, because this is all, because I've been traveling the last 2 weekends.
Right.
And with the 616 song came out, I remember it dropping it. But then when I was trying to recall what all came out, I totally forgot about this song altogether. Which is another reason why I'm over this, bro. Because it's like, I don't have time to digest this music. And I want to sit down and digest all this.
Right.
But there's so much new stuff coming in. Like, I don't even...
You as a member of OVO, we're old. It's getting hard to keep up.
All right, bro, go get it twisted, bro. I'm a huge Drake fan, but it's not like I'm against Kendrick. Like, and that's what really trips me on this whole thing, too. People who are taking these strong sides in this. Like, I've been like, man, I'm enjoying all this because these are the two... This is the main event. All the side missions are out of the way. All the J. Cole's. Go down there with... with the other dudes, with Big Sean and whoever. Like, go over there with them, man. Like, this main event time, right? So I've been super excited about that. But I'm just kind of over it now because of some of the – here's the thing. There are no rules in battle rap. Especially when Drake is the most flagrant dude out of everybody. But the stuff they're talking about, as a consumer, I'm over it. Like, I don't want to hear that. Like, I don't want to –
He continues calling him pedophile.
Right. I don't want to be listening to ass shake music talking about pedophilia. Like, I'm good on that, bro. Like, I'm extremely good on that. You know what I mean? And it's really nothing else for them to talk about. Like, they've thrown their heaviest blows, and they're so talented and they're so good at what they do that you're not destroying either one of them. Like, this isn't Drake and Meek Mill. This isn't whoever. This isn't Kendrick Lamar and Big Sean. These are the top of the hill going at each other. They're not. They could keep doing this forever, and it's not really going to affect either one of them. And the thing that's so crazy about it, which is also kind of beautiful about the whole battle with all the diss records, is these guys aren't just dropping throwaway songs that, oh, that was hot, then it just kind of goes away. These guys are dropping charting songs, bro.
Yeah.
Like, these songs are like Billboard hits that these guys are dropping, like top 100s, like going crazy on YouTube and all these type of things, streaming, all these type of things. Numbers are going crazy. And they're both mutually benefiting from all of this.
Yeah, to that point, I read something that I really agreed with, that this has made Drake a better rapper just in terms of like his focus and everything else.
You know?
But then on the other side, Kendrick, who wasn't putting out a ton of music, is now pumping out music.
That's where I'm at, man, because as a consumer, I'm loving it because as a Drake fan, this is the Drake that I've been wanting for the last...
You've been wanting.
Evolution. He's locked in, he's focused, you can tell he's mad. And he's dropping like, this is some, bro, that song, Family Matters, was some of Drake's best work. Like, that music video.
Dude, I was dancing to it on Friday, bro, before Kendrick dropped.
Sabrina had her graduation this weekend. My daughter, Sabrina, just had a college graduation, MTSU. Shout out to
Congratulations.
Sabrina. Driving back to Murfreesboro is when the Drake song dropped.
Okay.
So I was listening to that. Rocking that joint.
I know that thing.
And then 15 minutes later, Kendrick swung me in a totally different direction just with the energy of his song.
But, like, and making people think that he must have had some sort of...
Yeah, oh yeah, that was definitely in the chamber. Like, that's not even being denied.
That he had kind of erased, you know, yeah, the attention on Drake's
surely
song.
Surely he didn't go in the studio and drop a song in 5 minutes.
No, that's impossible.
Right, so he had that Meet the Gram song in the chamber, whatever. Like I said, it's been good. I'm kind of over it at this point because it's like, man, like it's never going to end. Like, these two, they're too big. It's like, you're not going to get one of these guys up out of
here. Well, that's my question about... Is there a possibility that it's over now because of Drake's accusation in this most recent song that he planted the thing about him hiding his 11-year-old daughter?
I think that's a lie. I think that's a lie.
And that half of what now Kendrick is rapping about ain't facts, like he's saying all of his are, but that Kendrick is now putting out stories that a Drake plant had put out there for him.
Now, the only thing that does cast
a
shadow...
You don't believe that?
I don't believe that at all. I think the only thing that does cast a shadow of doubt on the... Drake's side, I mean, against the Kendrick Lamar side, is that photo album that does look like a plant. Like, that's fake. Like, that's clearly Drake trolling everybody. And people are kind of taking that as, oh, Drake is on Ozempic. And, like, no, that's clearly the stuff that the symbolism is in those pictures. It's obviously shots.
Right.
All the rappers Drake has a problem with. But, no, you're not leaking to someone, like, sex predator type stuff if that's not real. Like, no, that's not, there's no strategy to that at all. You know what I mean? So I think that part is, it's all BS. But I will say this. I do think that there probably have been some legal threats from the Drake side towards Kendrick Lamar.
Legal threats?
Yeah, because my thing is, if you're saying that type of stuff, you better be right about it. Like, if you're saying that type
Man,
of stuff
he
about
sure
yeah.
seemed, he told he said it 4 or 5 times that Reese, you on this pedophilia tip. I don't know.
Yeah. Like, if that's my thing is
I'm tired of it.
I think it's over now. I think that Drake did throw the white flag last night. And I think that I would not be surprised if we come to find out that there were some
In what way did he throw the white flag?
Oh, in that song last night, he was like, all right, I'm done. Like, I'm done. I can't remember the exact bar. Yeah. I heard that song one time.
I've heard it a couple times. Yeah. I didn't realize he had said, I'm done.
He said something like, I'm done in there. But I think on Drake's part, he's done. I don't know. Because, like, I mean, what else can they say? Like, they've literally said everything.
Gosh. And now they're saying it 2, 3, you know, 4 or 5 times going ahead.
Yeah, it's like, you're already just saying the same stuff over and over again. Like I said, I'm not bopping to a song talking about pedophilia.
So, to that point.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Kendrick. You win, but I'm not dancing to this.
So, on Friday, you know, I'm concerned because it feels like it's crossing lines. Mm. And as much as I love the music, you saw that.
Man,
kind of what everybody's saying. As much as I love the music, we saw Tupac and Biggie too, and love the music coming up. And that thing got
90 years old. Me and Jason Smith have been texting about this stuff back and forth for
a week. So, are you not worried about this escalating to a point of potential gunplay? And I don't mean Drake or Kendrick shoot. I'm talking about like their crews. You know how the crews get her. You're not. I'm being naive when it comes to something like them crossing the line.
I think these dudes.
This ain't gonna go to that level, right?
You got to keep in mind Tupac and Biggie were in their early 20s when all that stuff went down.
Yes.
We were kids, so they looked like these good and grown men to us.
That's a good
point.
But
they were kids. They were in their early 20s.
They were.
These dudes are 40, have
Drake's
children.
37.
Yeah, these guys. They're 38 and 36 years old.
That's a good point.
And these guys, like I said, they've got children. They're mega stars in the industry, bro. Like Tupac, Biggie. You know, Jay-Z, Nas, these guys were all humongous names in hip-hop history. But as far as fandom and success, they're not touching what Drake and Kendrick Lamar are now. I know people are going to misinterpret what I'm saying, but I'm saying is they're far more established as businessmen and brands than those individuals were.
I think that makes 100% sense.
At that time, right. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be anything like that. I think that they're them and their camps. Because these aren't street dudes, bro. Like, Kendrick Lamar is way closer to being a street dude than Drake is. I know these guys have goons on hand.
Right, that was the goon squad.
But even with that, they're calculated and orchestrated goons. It's not like they just got, you know, just loose dudes.
Drake said he's like a general, a 5-star general on this last one. Like, this is planned.
Exactly. I think this is a bunch of BS. And I'm a Drake guy, bro. You know what I mean? But like I said, I think it's super good for music because... this has been a bad year for hip-hop, man. I want to say that a hip-hop album, didn't make number one until way late into the year, the 2023. And I think, this year is starting off bad as well. It just hadn't been a lot of good hip-hop music. And these guys, like I said, are just dropping. They're throwing Billboard charting haymakers at each other, which is incredible to see, man. Like that, the first song that started all this off was number one song in the country. Mm-hmm. I think two out of the last 3 weeks or something like that. So
it's impressive.
Yeah, man. And these guys, like I said, there are no Drake is clearly getting toe up right now. Like Drake is like Kendrick Lamar is on his head. Like this happening. But like I said, there are no real losers because it's like this isn't gonna affect either of their careers. But if they keep, but like the only thing is. It can get to a point where it starts getting lame and getting kind of corny. Mm-hmm. I think we're there. If we're not there, it's probably two songs away. But I'm personally out of it. I'm like, all right, bro. Like I said, the best thing out of all of it is, as a Kendrick Lamar fan, we're getting Kendrick Lamar music.
Finally.
And we're seeing unbuttoned Kendrick. Because when I heard this dance song come out, I was like, okay, that's why I was like, okay, I'm not feeling that because I don't want that from Kendrick Lamar. As a KDOT fan, I don't want to hear clubby Kendrick Lamar. Like, they didn't do anything for me when I first heard that song. But like I said, just to hear Kendrick making music, like, mm-hmm. I'm excited about that, right? And it's like no Baby Keem. Like straight up just Kendrick Lamar. No future, just Kendrick Lamar. Like, I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see Drake, like, have passion and not just be, because Drake makes good music regardless of what he's talking about.
Right.
Like he's able to just make songs
that
just poppy hits. Like he's able to do that, right? And say absolutely nothing. Like he got a charting song with Sexy Red is nonsense. You know what I mean? Right. Tootsie Slide.
I want Evolution. That's what I'm getting.
But to see this focus level of Drake, back pin to the pad, you know what I mean? Hungry rapper trying to break into the industry type Drake at almost 40 years old. Like that's dope to me, but like what they're doing and what they're talking about now, I'm just kind of over the whole thing.
We're talking to the great Anthony Sane of Bluff City Media, the Anthony Sane Show. All right, I will turn you, and I was trying to go back here and as you were talking and find the actual tweet, but you tweet so much, I'm having to scroll. Was this Friday night?
When
you tweeted about hearing some things on Grizz coaching?
Oh yeah, man. I had a couple people throw some stuff at me.
I want folks to lock in here.
I had a couple people throw some things at me about like, you know, the Grizzlies might be making some changes. Because, man, if I'm Zach Klein, if I'm Robert Parra, right, like, mm-hmm. I'm looking at the NBA playoffs and I'm like, okay. Because I talked about this with Chris Ingram, too. Like, a lot of times as Grizzlies fans, we talk about – I got somebody else I got to give a shout-out to. Just say Anthony Edwards will come back to me.
I'm going to hold it down.
All right. Yeah. So, a lot of times as Grizzlies fans, we talk about depth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about, you got to be depth and we got to be deep and we got depth, we got this, we might be the deepest team in the league. There's a difference between October to May depth and playoff depth.
1,000%.
It's a totally different thing, right?
Seen it with Denver.
When it comes down to the Grizzlies and when it comes down to the playoffs, you got to have 6 or 7 straight-up dogs who are ready to play basketball, bro. Like, who you know these dudes are going to bring it every game. And if not, you're going to have a short playoff state, right?
Yeah.
Like the 11th, 10th man, ninth man. None of that matters when it comes down to the playoffs, right? So – but I think if you look at if I'm Zach Kleiman, if I'm Robert Parra, whoever, and I'm just looking at how this whole thing goes, you've got guys like G.G. Jackson and Vince Williams who in a year, like when you first gave them a chance, they proved that they can play at a high level, right? Better than guys you've been investing in for years.
Absolutely.
Right, whether it's Zaire Williams, whether it's Jake LaRavia, and Jake, you know, I think he'll be fine.
Roddy,
these type of guys. Yeah. And if you're watching the playoffs, you're seeing a guy that everybody told me, oh man, in the play dates or whatever they call them, what do they call them?
Play groups.
Like David Roddy looks this, and you're seeing David Roddy, you know, starting a small forward for you. He goes to a Phoenix team that's super shorthanded, and they're not using it at all. We have no need for you.
Yep.
Xavier Tillman, bro, we have no need for you.
Man, sit
down.
And they were down a big.
Right.
With KP out.
When you see that type of stuff, as a general manager, as an owner, you might be like, you know what? Y'all whole development thing seems like a damn lie to me. You know what I mean?
Now I think I see where you're going.
Yeah, like I think that whatever y'all have been selling me, mm-hmm. is a flat foot lie. Because I got a real assistant coach, Anthony Carter, who came in first year.
Yes.
And made Vince Williams and G.G. Jackson hoopers. So whatever you've been selling me for the last few years, I think it's complete BS. Now, I heard what I heard, and this is me putting two and two together. Like, that's my assumption of why those type of conversations were had. Because, like you said, you bring in an Anthony Carter, like a real established former player assistant
and
coach.
And saw some results.
And you saw immediate results. Not the Blake Ahearns or the whoever these people are he's got on the sideline.
All them yes men.
Right. And if you think about it, man, like we talked about this on Chris Ingram's show, No Bluffing, with him and Evan Hayes today as well. You talk about what are the chances, probability-wise, that Taylor Jenkins gets to the other side of the mountain with the Grizzlies, right? And the honest answer is probability is it's not probable. That's how it
NBA
happens.
History.
Right. In NBA history, I can think of one coach that started with a young team and led that same young team to a championship, and it's Greg Popovich, one of the greatest coaches, if not the greatest coach of all time. Everybody has had some – either you weren't the guy to start off with it or something. You know, it usually doesn't go that way. So if those chances are low, what are the chances that not just that, but the core of his assistant coaching staff stays – to the other side as well. And just being honest, if I don't know what's gonna go down. I've heard some things are in the process of happening. I can't stand on it. I guess y'all will wait until, you know, to see what happens. But if something like that does happen, if those rumblings are true, that it makes perfect sense to me based on, you know, how I surmise the whole thing.
And you keep Carter.
Yeah, I think because if you look at what Anthony Carter did and what players are saying.
Oh, I agree.
By name.
All right, you know results what I mean? Were there.
Because in the whole John Morant, the John Morant years, right, the Grizz next gen years, right, the John Morant, Taylor Jenkins, Zach Kleiman era, we've heard two coaches really giving credit for stuff that they do, and that's Anthony Carter and my girl is
Ivy.
Yeah. And Neil Ivey, only two.
You say we'll come back and lead this thing to a championship.
Our next coach. Our next coach needs to be Don Staley.
Don Staley, hell of a coach.
But yeah, man, I don't think that means something, bro.
Well, let's go here. Wouldn't Darvin Ham be a great?
Yeah.
Or is that a guy where Taylor Jenkins would have to work? I mean, they were on the same staff.
Yeah.
And so you obviously trust him.
I want guys and ladies on that staff who are accredited, bro. Like who have like they're good at something. Like Darvin Ham, I'm not gonna discredit who Darvin Ham probably could be, because he was a hot assistant coach prospect when he first got
the gig. 2 years ago, yes.
Should have never went to the Lakers.
You set up to fail.
Yeah, the Lakers. LeBron needs to just coach the Lakers. Like why would JJ Redick go there as his first coaching job? Why would Jason Kidd leave to go there? Why would Tyronn Lue leave to go there? You know what I mean? So. It's a joke, really, the way that the Lakers situation is being handled. But Darvin Ham has sat in the hottest seat possible. He sat in the big chair. You know what I mean?
Bring some to the table.
Bring some guys like that over who you know. Yeah, he probably can't rear end somebody like LeBron. But Darvin Ham has the demeanor, the energy to be one of those type of guys where he could come into a room and say stuff and guys get to moving. He may not be able to do that with LeBron, who probably undercuts everything he did with the Lakers. But. I think
and the credibility to challenge Taylor, too, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's the greatest thing for you. Don't want just all yes men. I was talking about that, you know, with Penny Hardaway,
We talk about this, too, though.
But Darvin would challenge him, right? I mean, he has the credibility to do so.
And I'm glad you said Penny Hardaway, too, because we often say we don't mind Penny having people on his staff that he trusts and that can reinforce, who see things the same way Penny does and can reinforce it to everyone else. I don't see the harm in bringing a guy like Darvin Ham on, who Taylor Jenkins trusts. Like, that's his guy. Like, they're personal friends, and they've been business friends.
It makes too much sense. Yeah. And isn't this an attractive situation for him?
Yeah, I think if you bring a guy like Darvin Ham in, who can be – you can do some good cop, bad cop stuff with, who can understand your vision.
I'm with that.
Who can purely understand your vision. Yes. I think he could be a great pickup. Now, is he another Taylor Jenkins, baby? I don't know. I joked on Chris's show, and I said he might just be palette swap Taylor Jenkins. But I don't know. He might just be Black Taylor Jenkins out on the sideline.
Might end up being your interim at some point.
Exactly. Huh? But he might just be a dope assistant coach. It could be on your bench, too. So I definitely would not mind bringing on a guy like Darvin Ham, who I think kind of hurt his head coach career by going to the Lakers. I think he should have went somewhere else.
Picked
you know what
better.
I mean? Like,
because it would have come around.
Charlotte or something. Like a team where, like, it's a young team where you could kind of grow with them. The pressure that's on L.A. and then having to coach LeBron is really unfair to him.
I'm with you. All right, Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards, shout out to my guy. I cannot think of his name. Hold on. I got to find him.
Ant-Man. You're not talking about him, though.
Nah, it's a guy.
Talking about him.
He's one of my followers. He follows you, too. My guy, Fly Society, a.k.a. Money.
Yeah, I've had run-ins with
him. Yeah, Money, something, Chess Cash on Twitter. Like, he's one of those dudes who, like, no matter what you say, he's going to have something to say about what you got to say, right? He listens to this show. I've checked his Twitter. He's always got something to say about
it. I appreciate him for listening. Seems like he's listening and hating every day.
Exactly, right? I had to tell him about it. But anyway, the conversation this summer was, you know, I'm the petty king, but I'm going to come back with the pettiest machete I can.
You had time for it.
I had time for it. So, but he's a good dude. He's all right.
Okay.
So he says, he has like this long running thing with me about Anthony Edwards. When I said that Anthony Edwards at his age is on pace, like, with the Dwayne Wade's of the world, right? Like, he's as good as Dwayne Wade was. He's, oh man, that's blasphemy.
Also, comparing him to Michael.
Oh, you don't know hoop. You don't know basketball. And like, then like, when
Dwayne
he started,
Wade, you don't know. I can see him if he said that about Mike or something.
And then he started losing in feeble. Oh, this show guy. So I just randomly, after the game one win for Minnesota, right, I said, let me check on my guy.
Man had all kind of time to run
that back. Let me check on my guy, bro. Let me show you what he's posted on his Facebook.
Oh, you Facebook friends with him and everything.
No, I'm not Facebook friends with him, but I'm a petty dude, bro. I'm going to find ways to keep up with you. But he posts, I don't have the picture, but he posts, Minnesota game one, I told y'all. I'm like, all right.
That's what he does, though. I had to send him a DM and show him some stuff he had said earlier. Yeah, I guess you forgot about this.
Yeah, like, all right, bro. All right. You know, I got you, bro. But I had a conversation over the weekend. It's all good, man. I appreciate these guys' deal, man. But, like, everybody out there who has – because I see people, they'll say stuff about you. Oh, Jason Smith, he –
sell out.
Or they'll say, you know, all this stuff about me and all this, right? I'd be like, hey, bro, I'll send you all the links you need, man. Go get – I can send you links. It won't even cost you a few $100. Go get you a mic. Go get you a camera. Matter of fact, you ain't got to have a camera. Just
listen to that garbage.
Just go straight audio, man. Just go right. Get your takes off, bro. Go get them off, man. It's a big swimming pool of information out there for you to dive into, man, of podcasting and producing. And
possibilities.
Go do your thing, man. Like, that's what I do, family. I've been doing it for 11 years. So if you want to knock guys like yourself, I've seen guys come at Doc Holliday. Whoever you got an issue with their takes – go out there to your audience and get your takes out, bro, and let's see how that, you know, plays out. Like, that's an open invite I have to everybody who's out there who's got something to say to legendary guys in the city of Memphis. I'm not including myself in that group, but I'm just saying to guys who got something to say about guys who do this for a living. Hey, it's a wide open world out there for you to get your takes off, man. Go buy your information. I'll shoot you all the links you got. I can get you the under $300 podcast kit, the starter kit if you need it.
Because, you know.
I've purchased several of them.
What you saw from game one, this series going seven,
I told,
is it?
I don't know if I told y'all. Like,
I asked you about it last week. About
I did.
This,
but yeah, I said Minnesota going to give them.
We both said that. Yeah. I thought they were going to open up. Yeah. Do you believe Minnesota might get past these?
I didn't see game one
moves?
Win, though. Yes, at this point, yeah. Because
you've already stolen home court.
The home court advantage is in your back pocket, right?
Yes.
And this becomes must win for Denver tonight.
1,000%.
If Denver wins game one, you can kind of lay back on game two because, like, yeah, we know we can beat these dudes. But get down 0-2.
Man, Conley is helping dude mature,
and he's
perfect.
And DeAngelo Russell not being there definitely helps because that dude is one of the biggest clowns in the league.
He doesn't help you at all with that.
Nah.
Dude, appreciate this emergency session,
man.
And the breakdown. No question
anytime,
about it.
Anytime, my brother.
He is Anthony Sain. Make sure you are following him on Bluff City Media, watching the Anthony Sain show. He's fantastic. Make sure you follow him on X at Sain Asylum and be having them nuggets.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'll be writing about this Grizzlies coaching situation in a second. These folks right here.
Yeah, man. Look into it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.